Every now and then, someone will tell me that they've been praying for me. And each time, it kind of blows me away that this person would actually be praying for me. There was a man in his late 90s called Ross who used to pray for me pretty much every day before he went home to be with the Lord. He'd been blind for years, his body was giving way, and yet he had such a burning desire to see people's lives changed by Jesus. So he prayed specifically for me. That just blew me away. You might be thinking, I don't know if there's a single soul praying for me. Maybe, but I doubt it. Yet on the night he was betrayed, this is what Jesus prayed for you. John chapter 17, verses 20 and 24. I pray not only for these followers, but also for those who will believe in me because of their teaching. Father, I want those people that you've given me to be with me in every place I am. I want them to see my glory, the glory you gave me because you loved me before the world was made. Think about it. There he was, about to be betrayed and nailed to a cross. And right in the middle of that, he was praying for you and for me. And I can guarantee you that even today, there is at least one person praying for you. In fact, he's praying for you right now. Romans chapter 8, verse 34, Christ Jesus died, but that's not all. He was also raised from the dead, and now he is at God's right side, speaking to him for us. Or as some other translations put it, praying for us, interceding for us. Doesn't that blow you away? It can feel sometimes on this earth that you're completely alone, that no one cares, that no one gives two hoots about you. And yet all along, this Jesus who was praying for you on that night he was betrayed, this Jesus who went to the cross for you so that your sins could be forgiven, this Jesus who rose again to give you a new, fresh, eternal life, that Jesus is praying for you right now. No matter how alone you may feel, Jesus is praying for you right now. That's God's word, fresh for you today.